Will you please turn to 1 Corinthians?
请我们翻开哥林多前书。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
We'll read verses 19 and 20.
我们读十九、二十两节。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20.
哥林多前书第六章十九、二十节。
Do ye not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye have been bought with a price. Glorify now then God in your body.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神而来，住在你们里头的，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
Same book, chapter 9.
同一卷书第九章。
We will just read verse 27.
我们只读第二十七节。
1 Corinthians 9:27.
哥林多前书第九章二十七节。
But I buffet my body and lead it captive, lest after having preached to others, I should be myself rejected.
我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
And then we'll turn to the book of Romans.
我们再翻开罗马书。
Chapter 6.
罗马书第六章
verse 6
第六节
Romans 6:6
罗马书第六章第六节
Knowing this that our old man has been crucified with him that the body of sin might be annulled that we should no longer serve sin
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
The word annulled doesn't mean annihilated.
这里讲到使罪身这个灭绝，不是说没有了。
It can be translated as unemployed or disemployed.
可以讲到这个灭绝乃是说他失业了不被再使用了
The body of sin might be unemployed or disemployed
说这个使罪身不再有事情做了失业了
that we should no longer serve sin
我们就不再做罪的奴仆
and verse 13
十三节第六章
Neither yield your members instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but yield yourselves to God as alive from among the dead, and your members instruments of righteousness to God.
也不要将你们的肢体给罪作不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体做义的器具献给神。
Same book.Chapter 6, chapter 8.
罗马书八章。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
八章第十一节。
But if the spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you, he that has raised up Christ from among the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies also on account of his spirit which dwells in you.
然而叫耶稣从死里复活者的灵若住在你们心里那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵使你们必死的身体又活过来
Same chapter verse 23
同一章二十三节
And not only that but even we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we also ourselves groan in ourselves, awaiting sonship, that is, the redemption of our body.
不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵初结果子的，也是自己心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体得赎。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank Thee for gathering us together this afternoon.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你今天下午让我们再聚在一起。
We know that Thou art with us.
我们实在知道你与我们同在。
And there is nothing that we long after but Thy presence.
这是我们所最渴慕的，就是你的同在。
May Thy presence be manifested this afternoon.
让你的自己的同在显在我们当中。
May Thy Spirit quicken our mortal bodies.
让你的灵实在点活我们这些必朽坏的身体。
That we may be alert and open to Thyself.
我们能够警醒而向你自己完全的敞开。
Allow Thy light to shine upon us.
让你的光照亮我们。
Allow Thy Spirit to transform us.
让你的灵改变我们。
That Thou mayst be able to sanctify us holy.
叫你能够使我们全然成圣。
Not only our spirit, but also our soul, and even our body.
不单只我们的灵，甚至我们的魂，直到我们的身子。
That thou mayest be glorified.
你要得着荣耀。
We ask in thy precious name.
我们奉你宝贵的尊名。
Amen. Well, by the grace of God, we now come to the last of our sessions.
靠着主的恩典，我们进到最后的一次信息。
This time, we concentrate our fellowship on this matter of how spiritual exercise affects our soul and body.
这一次，我们特别是注重讲到属灵的操练如何能够影响到我们的魂跟我们的身子。
Because the salvation of our Lord is so full and complete.
因为神的救恩是那样的完全。
He will not only save our spirit,
他不单只救我们的灵，
but he will save our soul and our body.
救我们的魂与我们的身体。
It is God's will that he will sanctify us wholly.
神的旨意是叫我们全然成圣。
He wants to separate us completely to himself.
他要我们完全的分别为圣归给他。
Not only our spirit be sanctified.
不单只我们的灵成圣。
Our soul needs to be sanctified.
我们的魂也需要成圣。
And even our body will be sanctified.
我们的身体也要成圣。
Now this afternoon, we would like to concentrate ourselves on this matter of the body.
今天我们要注重讲到我们的身体。
I do not know how many of you pay attention to your body.
我不知道你们多少人注意你们自己的身体。
I realize that people in this world have recently paid much attention to their body.
我特别注意现今的人啊，特别注重他们的身体。
And you have that physical exercises all around us.
我们看到大家都在那里锻炼身体。
We want to have a healthy, strong body.
我们是要有一个健康强健的身体。
But Has it ever come to your mind?
但你有没有想到
that the body is not only to be healthy and strong,
身体不单只要健康强壮
a body needs to be sanctified, separated unto God.
你的身体需要分别为圣归给神
The world has many different ideas.About the body.
世界上对身体有各种不同的观念。
Some consider the body is so important.
有的觉得身体是那么的重要。
You know, the ancient Greeks, they worship their body.
古希腊他们敬拜他们的身体。
And many others you find, they worship their belly.
你有人看到他们在那里敬拜他们的肚腹。
And yet there are others who consider the body as nothing.
但有人却不看重他们的身体。
Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die.
让我们吃喝玩乐，明天就过去吧。
And then you find other people who consider the body is the seat of evil.
也有人看，身体乃是罪恶的源头。
Therefore, they have to ill-treat their body.
所以他们要特别苦待他们的身体。
In order to be delivered from sin.
然后才能够脱离罪。
So you find among the world, there are so many different ideas.
所以你发现世上有不同对身体的看法。
When you come to Christians,
对于基督徒来讲,
I do not know if Christians pay as much attention to our body as the world pay attention.
我不知道我们基督徒对我们的身体是不是像世人那样看重。
It seems strange to me.
对我来讲有点奇怪。
That many Christians have no idea about their body.
很多基督徒对于他们的身体没有什么特别的注意。
And because of this, somehow they adopt the views of the world.
所以就是这样，他们就用了世人的观念来看他们的身体。
Some Christians feel that body is nothing.
有觉得身体无所谓的。
Therefore, they neglect their body.
所以他们就忽略了注意身体。
And even those who love the Lord,
有一些甚至很爱主的。
They so abuse their body that they really hurt their body.
他们实在在那里恶待他们的身体滥用他们的身体。
It is as if the more you ill-treat your body, the more spiritual you are.
好像你越是这样不注意身体，你好像越属灵那样。
I can recall that in our young days,
我记得当我们年轻的日子,
we all have that kind of concept.
我们都有这样的观念。
If you really love the Lord,
如果你真是爱主的话,
you should neglect your body.
你应该不太注意你的身体。
Do not care about your body.
不要管你自己的身体。
Use your body to the utmost and beyond your ability.
尽量的耗尽你的身体，超越你的能力。
The weaker your body seems, the more spiritual you appear.
你身体越软弱，你好像越属灵。
Many of us committed that sin.
很多人我们都犯了这样的罪。
I remember Brother Watchman Nee.
我记得尼托生弟兄。
He began to serve the Lord when he was 19.
他19岁开始侍奉主。
And after he finished Trinity College,
当他从三一学院毕业之后,
he devoted himself completely to the Lord.
他把自己完全奉献给主。
And he worked so hard for the Lord.
他为主实在是非常的努力。
That he hurt his vocal cord.
他实在伤了他的身子。
Brother Lee can never shout.
伤了他的喉咙，他不能够再出声音。
When he spoke softly.
所以他讲话起来是非常的声音小。
Because his vocal cord was hurt when he was young.
因为他的嗓子受伤，当他年轻的时候。
And he so neglected his body.
他实在是忽略了他的身体。
He used his body beyond his ability.
他实在太过用尽了他的身体。
And he began to have tuberculosis.
所以他就得了肺痨。
Once when he returned.To Fuzhou.
有一次他回到福州。
On the road, he met his professor.
在路上遇到他以前的教授。
The professor looked at him.
这个教授看他。
And shook his head.
摇摇头。
And said to him.
对他说。
We had great hope for you.
我们本来对你很有期待。
We thought you have a brilliant future.
我们以为你前途光芒。
But now look at yourself.
但看看你现在的样子。
A body completely destroyed.
你的身体完全毁掉了。
What about that?
这就是这样。
And Brother Lee said, when the professor said this,
你弟兄说，当他的教授这样讲的时候，
he was hurt.
他实在受伤。
But suddenly he brightened up.
突然之间他明亮了。
He said, Lord,
他说主啊，
you're worth it.
你是配的。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we often feel that if you want to be spiritual,
我们经常以为如果我们真是要属灵的话，
you have to abuse your body.
你要真是用耗尽你的身体。
If you have a very strong, healthy body,
如果你有一个非常刚强、健康的身体的
话， my people will think you are worldly.
哦，人说你这个人是属世的。
You are not spiritual.
你不够属灵。
If you are thin and you are weak,
如果你又瘦又弱，
then you are very saintly.
哦，你就很圣洁。
We do not think much of our body.
我们好像没有太注意我们的身体。
And then you find there comes the reaction.
那你就看到社会有一些这样的反应。
In the later half of the 20th century,
当二十世纪末了的时候，
you find there is a very popular teaching.
那里有一个很普遍的一种的教导。
Prosperity gospel.
这个成功神学。
You should prosper.
哦，你应该昌盛。
You should be in health.
你应该非常的健康。
Because this is the will of God.
因为这是神的旨意。
You do not need to live a very poor life.
你不应该过那么贫穷的生活。
You do not need to drive a Chevrolet.
你不需要开这个便宜的雪佛兰。
You can have a Cadillac.
你应该开卡迪拉克。
Very popular.
哦，很受欢迎啊。
And there is a verse that they like to use.
有一节圣经是他们特别喜欢的。
It is 3 John chapter 2.
是约翰三书第二节。
Verse 2.
约翰三书第二节。
Beloved, I desire that all things you should prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers.
亲爱的兄弟啊，我愿你凡事兴盛，身体健壮。正如你的灵魂兴盛一样，正如你的魂兴盛一样。
Christians are supposed to be prosper.
基督徒呢，应该是这样兴盛。
There should be no suffering of any kind.
哦，不应该受苦。
God loves us.
神爱我们呐。
He wants us to have a good life.
哦，他要我们过好日子。
He wants to be in health.
他要我们健康。
And that is prosperity teaching.
这是所谓的成功神学教导。
And you find that it just sweeps through the world.
你就看到横扫这个世全世界。
Now is this God's will for our body?
难道这就是神对我们身子上的旨意吗？
I'm afraid when they quote this verse,
我实在恐怕当他们引用这一节圣经的时候，
they only quote half of this verse.
他们只是引用了一半。
You know, that's the way that we usually do.
因为我们经常都是这样的。
We often quote this verse, all things work together for good.
我们大家都引用万事互相效力。
But we forget.
我们忘记了。
All things work together for good for those who love the Lord.
万事互相效力， 是叫爱神的人得益处。
If you do not love the Lord, all things do not work together for good.
如果你不爱主的话，万事就不互相效力为你了。
If you are not called according to God's purpose,
如果你不是按着神的旨意被呼召的
，You are not supposed to see all things work together for good.
你就不会看到万事互相效力叫你得益处。
And the same thing you find in this verse.
同样在这节圣经里面
This verse said,
这节圣经里面说
In all things thou should prosper and be in health.
说叫你们凡事兴盛身体健壮
Even as thy soul prospers.
正如你的魂兴盛一样。
In other words,
换句话说
this prosperity bodily is based upon prosperity solely.
这个身体的兴盛是根据魂的兴盛。
If your soul is not prosper, then your body will not be prosper.
如果你的魂没有兴盛，你的身体也不会兴盛。
Now, what do you mean by your soul prosper?
什么叫做魂的兴盛？
What do you mean by prosper?
什么叫做兴盛呢？
If you search the scripture,
如果你在圣经里面来查考，
you will find that prosper or prosperity simply means you are blessed of God.
这里说到兴盛，乃是说到你是蒙福、蒙神的祝福。
Now, who are blessed of God?
谁是蒙神祝福的呢？
If you turn to Psalm 1,
如果你翻到诗篇第一篇的话
and then you can see who are blessed of God.
你就看到谁是在神面前蒙福的人。
Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the wicked, and standeth not in the way of sinners, and sitteth not in the seat of scorners.
他这里说不占罪人，不占恶人的计。不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华律法的，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Yeah, verse 2. But his delight is in Jehovah's law, and in his law does he meditate day and night.
说唯喜爱耶和华律法，昼夜思想的，这人变为有福。
Now, that's the one who is blessed of the Lord.
这才是蒙神祝福的人。
So it has nothing to do with the body.
所以跟你的身体没有关系。
It has to do with your spirit and your soul.
是实在是关乎你的灵跟你的魂。
Then if you don't turn to the New Testament,
如果你翻到新约的话
and then you find in Matthew chapter 5,
说你看到马太福音第五章
You find our Lord Jesus said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of the heavens. Verse 3.
我们的主在五章三节说，虚心的人有福啊，因为天国是他们的。
And all the blessings are for those who are pure in spirit.
这里说到，心里单纯的人，他们就蒙福。
And who are willing to suffer for righteousness sake.
为义受逼迫的人有福了。
So that's what prosperity is.
这是讲到这里的蒙福兴盛。
So, if the soul prospers in this way,
如果魂是这样的得到兴盛
then the prosperity of our body must mean something more.
那我们身体能够得着兴盛也应该有更深的教导。
So you find that among Christians today,
所以我们就发现今天在信主的人当中
we are being swayed here and there.
我们是被一些的教导吹来吹去。
We do not have a very definite view of what our body really is and really for according God.
我们没有一个很确定的认识我们的身子如何在神的面前。
So this afternoon, we would like to go through some of the scriptures.
所以今天我们要看 圣经里面的话。
First, we would like to see how our body was made.
我们首先来看我们的身体是如何的被造。
That is in Genesis.
那是在创世纪。
Chapter 2,
第二章
verse 7,
第七节。
And Jehovah Elohim formed man, dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人。
So you find that our body was made of the dust of the ground.
这里说到我们的身体是用地上的尘土造的。
Our body has the same chemical elements as the red earth.
我们的身体与红土是有同样的元素。
And that's the reason why it is through our body that we can communicate with the world around us.
也就是为什么我们能够借着我们的身体与周围的世界环境接触。
Dust of the ground.
地上的尘土。
Red earth.
红土。
Is the cheapest thing.
这是最便宜的。
The most common thing.
最普通的东西。
And yet God used this to give us a body.
神用这个东西把一个身体给我们。
He used the cheapest, the commonest material.
他用最普通的、最不值钱的材料。
To build a body that is fearfully and wonderfully made.
然后就造一个身体，实在是叫我们觉得非常的惊讶，非常的奇妙。
You can see the marvelous work of God.
你看到神奇妙的作为。
He can use the cheapest material and build up the most marvelous body.
他用最便宜的、不值钱的材料，造出这个最奇妙的身子。
You remember David the psalmist?
你记得诗人大卫。
He sang in Psalm 139.
他在诗篇139篇里面告诉我们。
Verse 14.
第十四节。
I will praise thee.For I am fearfully, wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well.
我要称谢你，因为我受造奇妙可畏，你的作为奇妙，这是我心我魂深知道的。
I wonder if any one of us has ever praised God for his or her body.
Oh.我不知道你们有没有为了你们的身体来赞美神。
I think we all have murmur about our body.
我们很多时候是在那里埋怨我们的身体。
But have we ever praised God for this body?
我们有没有为了这个身体来赞美主？
If you can see God's skillful hand,
如果你真是看到神那巧妙的手，
you can see.How he made our body so fearful. And the word fearful, maybe the better word is awesome.
哦，你这里讲到他是那样的可畏，那样的奇妙的来创造。
When you look at the body, really look at the body, isn't that awesome?
如果你真是看到你的身子，你实在觉得叹为观止。
Even the physiologist today,cannot understand fully how the body works.
甚至这些生物学家他生理学家也不知道身体到底是怎么能够这样活起来。
It is a wonder.
这实在是一个 奇妙的奥秘。
It is wonderful.
这作为奇妙。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to learn to praise God for this body of ours.
我们需要学习为了这个神给我们这个身体来赞美他。
Do not complain that you are too short or too long.
不要发怨言说你生得太矮了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
variety is the spice of life.
我们需要在这里神给我们个人不同，这个才是觉得生命的里面的味道。
And you see how wonderful it is.
我们就看到这是多么的奇妙。
There are countless people in this world.
在这世界上有数不尽的人。
No two persons are exactly alike.
没有两个是一样的。
No two faces are exactly alike.
没有两个面孔是一样的。
In such a small area.
就是这么小的一个小脸。
Only a few items.
就里面只有这么几样东西。
And yet we are all different.
那我们都不一样。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
is it wonderful?
这实在是奇妙。
Is it awesome?
这实在是太奇妙了。
God created our body.
神这样来造我们这个身子。
It really proves that he is God.
实在证明他是神呐。
But why did he create our body?
他为什么造我们这个身子？
Did he create a body for our own use?
他造我们的身体是为我们自己来用吗？
To express ourselves?
来发表我们自己吗？
To have a good time or to have a bad time?
叫我们能够过好日子或者过苦日子吗？
Not at all.
不是这样。
God gave us a body for his glory.
神给我们一个身体是为了他的荣耀。
He wants to use our body.
他要用着我们的身子
to do his work.
完成他的工作。
To glorify him.
叫他得荣耀。
You know, after God created Adam,
当神造亚当之后，
He told Adam,
他告诉亚当，
I will give you dominion over the fowls of the air, over the beasts of the field, and over the fishes of the sea.
我把天空的飞鸟、地上的走兽、海里的鱼都让你掌管。
I want you to rule and reign for me.
我让你在这里治理，替我掌权在地上。
I want you to subdue all things unto myself.
我让你替我在这里治理这地。
I want you to till and to guard the garden.
我让你在这里修理看守这园子。
In other words, God gave man a body because he wants to use it.
神把一个身子给了我们，因为他要用我们。
He wants to use this body to complete his own work.
他要用这一个身子来完成他的作为。
He wants our body to glorify him.
他愿意在我们的身子上让他得荣耀。
Now that is how our body was created.
这是为什么我们被造。
But unfortunately,
但很可惜的。
We all remember the story.
我们都记得那一个故事。
Somehow, Eve left Adam.
不知道为什么，夏娃离开了亚当一下。
Adam and Eve were together.
亚当跟夏娃是应该在一起的。
They were two in one.
他们是二人成为一体。
So wherever they go, they should go together.
所以他们到哪里去都应该一起去的。
But somehow Eve was alone.
但不知道为什么夏娃落单了。
No, I do not know whether it is Eve's fault or Adam's fault.
我不知道是亚当的错还是夏娃的错。
But anyway, you find when Eve was alone.
所以你就发现夏娃一个人在那里。
The tempter.
这个试探人的来了。
And what did the Bible say?
圣经怎么说呢？
In Genesis chapter 3,
创世纪第三章
verse 6,
第六节那里说，
And the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was a pleasure for the eyes, and the tree was to be desired to give intelligence. And she took it of its fruit and ate, and gave also to her husband with her, and he ate.
于是女人见那棵树的果子好做食物，也悦人的眼目，且是可喜爱的，能使人有智慧，就摘下果子来吃，吃了又给她丈夫，她丈夫也吃了。Now
you see how sin enter into the world.
你就看到罪是如何的进到这个世上。The
work of the enemy is always from circumference to center.
仇敌的工作永远是从圆周进到中心。He
always works from outside to inside.
他的工作一定是从外面进到里面。It
is just the opposite of God's way.
这真神做工的方法是相反的。Whenever
God works, He always works from the center to the circumference.
当神做工的时候，一定是从中心开始延伸到圆周。From
the inside to the outside.
从里面到外面。
So you find that when men sin or women sin,
所以我们就看到当女人犯罪的时候,
you find first the body.
你首先看到是身体。
Here she saw that the tree was good for food.
她见那棵树的果子好做食物。
And that it was a pleasure for the eyes.
且悦人的眼目。
That is the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes.
那是肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
And then he said the tree was to be desired to give intelligence.
所以说，且是可喜爱的，能使人得智慧。
That is the pride of life.
这是今生的骄傲。
So you find that sin enter into mankind is from the body through the soul at the spirit.
你又看到罪进到人里面，是从身体开始，穿过灵，穿过魂进到灵那里。
And God forewarned them. Forewarned them.
神已经预先警告他们。
You can eat every tree in the garden, including the tree of life.
园中的果子，包括生命树都可吃。
But this tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat.
但这园中分别善恶的树的果子，你不可以吃。
Because on the day that you eat thereof, you shall surely die.
因为当你吃的日子，一定死。
When Adam and Eve ate the forbidden tree,
当亚当夏娃吃了这个禁树的果子，
What happened?
怎么样呢？
They lived hundreds of years.
他们还活过好几百年。
They begot sons and daughters.
他们而且生儿育女。
In other words, their body still continue.
所以他们的身体继续着活。
They still live on this earth.
他们仍然在地上活。
And they have families.
他们有他们的孩子生养。
They have their pleasure of the soul.
他们有魂里面的享受。
The soul was active.
他们的魂非常的活跃。
The body was active.
哦，他们的身体非常活跃。
But the spirit was dead.
但他们的灵死了。The
spirit that God has given to man was dead on the day that sin entered in.
当罪进到他们里面的时候，神给人的灵就死了。
So the death begins in the spirit, is spread to the soul, and finally reach the body.
所以死亡进到人的灵里面，扩散到人的魂当中，最后达到人的身体。
Even though the body may live for hundreds of years,
虽然他的身体还要活几百年，
but eventually the dust will return to dust.
但最后尘还是归于尘。
So we find here a fallen body.
所以我们看到这个一个堕落的身体。Now,
what is the condition of a fallen body?
那一个堕落的身体的光景是怎么样的呢？
Outwardly, it still lives.
外面 还在那里生活。
But actually, it lives entirely opposite to God's will.
但实际的生活乃是完全活在与神旨意相反的光景里面。
It becomes a body of sin and of death.
就活在罪跟死的这样光景里面。
Because the law of sin and of death is over that body.
因为罪跟死的律在这里掌管着他的身体。
Instead of using the body to serve God,
他们的身体应该侍奉神的。
Instead of being instrument of righteousness,
的身子应该成为义的器具。
And now our bodies become instrument of unrighteousness.
现在我们的身体成为不义的器具。
Instead of glorifying God in our body,
我们的身体上应该荣耀神的。
You find it comes short of God's glory.
我们如今看到我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
It is under the dominion of sin and of death.
我们就看到身子活在罪跟死的权势底下。
And that was the condition that we all formerly were.
这都是我们本来的光景。
A fallen body.
一个堕落的身子。
A body that is corrupted.
一个身体是被朽坏的。
A body that is defiled.
这个身体是被玷污的。
And a body that is fading.
这个身体是要朽坏的。
Who is now? Using this body.
谁今天在用你的身子?
In that fallen body,
在这个堕落的身子上面,
it seems as if it is our fallen Adamic life using the body.
好像是我们这个堕落的亚当的生命在用你的身子。
But to see it clearly,
但如果看得更清楚的话,
thatFallen Adamic life is under the tyranny of Satan.
这个堕落的亚当的生命是在撒旦的管理底下。
So it is actually Satan is using our body.
所以实际上来讲是撒旦用你的身子。
He is controlling our body with sin and with death.
他用罪跟死的律来控制我们的身子。
And we are not free.
我们不是自由的。
We are in bondage.
我们是被捆绑的。
We cannot help.
我们实在不能够救我们自己。
Thank God.
感谢神。
He loves us.
他爱我们。
Even though we were fallen.
虽然我们是犯罪了。
Even though we were far away from His purpose.
虽然我们远离他的旨意。
And yet, he had not changed his mind.
但他没有改变对我们的旨意。
And in his love, he came to ransom us.
因着他的爱，他来拯救我们。
When salvation came to us,
当救恩临到我们的时候
，We have already mentioned that it began with our spirit.
我们已经谈过，是从我们的灵开始。
Our dead spirit was quickened into life.
我们已经死了的灵被点活。
God gave us a new spirit.
神给我们一个新的灵。
And His Holy Spirit came and dwelled in our spirit.
圣灵来就住在我们的灵里面。
And the work of the Holy Spirit is to see to it that the new life in us will grow into maturity.
圣灵的工作就看让这个新的生命能够长大成人。
That our spirit will be wholly sanctified.
我们的灵能够全然成圣。
And then we also have mentioned.
我们也提过。
When we were first saved,
当我们刚得救的时候
there was some ripple or there was some change in our soul.
在我们的魂当中有一些的改变
there will be repentance.
因为有悔改
a change of mind.
哦，心思的改变。
But the change of mind is superficial.
但是那个心思的改变是非常表面化的。
And the Lord has to work in our soul.
所以神要在我们魂里面做工。
To displace the self-life in control.
然后就把我们这个己的生命来除掉。
And he will sit on the throne of our soul.
他要坐在我们魂的宝座上。
It is the salvation of our soul.
这是我们魂的救恩。
And the same thing you will find with our body.
同样在我们的身体上也是这样。
When we were saved,
当我们得救的时候
there was a slight change in our body.
我们的身体也有一点的改变。
A long face becomes a round face.
这个拉长的脸现在有笑容了。
It's very strange.
哦，很奇怪的。
You can look at a person who is unsaved.
你可以看到一个没有得救的人。
And a person who is saved.
你看到一个得救的人。
They may have the same feature.
他们可能长得差不多。
But it's different.
但是不一样的。
The one who is unsaved.
那个没有得救的。
You can see under the bondage of sin and death.
你可以看到他是在罪跟死的律底下。
But one who is saved,
那些得救的
even with the same facial feature,
虽然长得一样
you can see the difference.
你可以看到那个不同点。
There is a glorious freedom there.
因为在里面有一个荣耀的释放。
But this is superficial.
但这还是表面的。
And it is the will of God.
这是神的旨意。
That he will not only redeem our body.
他不单只要救赎我们的身子。
He wants to sanctify our body.
他要叫我们的身子能够成圣。
Now how is it to be done?
那这样怎么完成呢？
Now, if you would turn to Romans chapter 6,
如果你翻到罗马书第六章
verse 6,
罗马书六章第六节
Knowing this, that our old man has been crucified with him, that the body of sin might be annulled, that we should no longer serve sin.
因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Do you know there is something happening?
你知道这个有一点事情发生了。
When Christ was crucified on the cross,
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候
，Outwardly it was just Jesus himself.
外面来看好像只是耶稣自己
But spiritually
但从属灵的角度来看
When Christ was crucified on the cross
当基督被钉在十字架上的时候
Before God
在神的跟前
Our old man was crucified with him
我们的旧人是与他同钉在上面
We were crucified with him because we are in him
我们同钉在上面是因为我们在他里面。
You know, before God, there are only two men.
因为在神的眼中只有两个人。
Adam,
亚当
and Christ.
还有基督。
Adam is the feather head of the old creation.
亚当乃是旧造的代表。
And Christ is the head of the new creation, new race.
乃是新族类的头。
Our Lord Jesus called the second man.
我们的主被称为第二个人。
But he is also called the last Adam.
他也被称为末后的亚当。
Now, what's the relationship?
这里的关系在哪里呢？
On the one hand, he is the last Adam.
一面来讲，他是末后的亚当。
Now, what do you mean by last Adam?
末后的亚当是什么意思呢？
Well, if the last Adam died, then the Adamic race finished.
如果末后的亚当死了，整个亚当的族类就完了。
In China, we put much emphasis on name.
在亚当，
中国，
啊，在中国啊，
yeah.
啊，我们是重视
我们的
名字哦，我们很注重我们的名字。
We want our family name to continue.
哦，我们要我们的姓啊能够传下去。
And that's the reason why in the old days people want sons.
啊，这是为什么以前呢大家希望生儿子。
Because if all you have is daughters, then they carry other family.
如果你只有女儿啊，他们是姓别的姓的。
But if you have sons that carry your own name.
哦，如果你有儿子啊，他是传你的姓的。
Now suppose the last son died.
如果最后的一个儿子死了。
I come from the Kong family.
我是从江家来的啊。
If I were the last Kong.
如果我是最末了的一个姓江的。
And I died.
我死了。
Now the whole Kong family is finished.
那整个姓姜的家族就完了。
So in the same manner,
同样的
，Our Lord Jesus is the last Adam.
我们的主他是末后的亚当。
So when the last Adam was dead, the Adamic race was finished.
所以当末后的亚当死的时候，整个亚当的族类就没有了。
And when he is raised from the dead, the second man, the new.Race,
当他从死里复活，那第二个人新的族类开始。
So remember,
请记得
，when Christ died on the cross,
当基督在十字架上死的时候
，the old man was crucified with Christ in Christ.
旧人乃是与基督一同在基督里面钉了十字架。
Now what happened to the body?
那我们的身子怎么样？
The Bible said,
圣经说
the body of sin might be annulled.
说叫罪身灭绝。
When the Adamic race was finished,
当亚当这个族类完了的时候
something happened to our body.
我们的身子有事情发生。
Our body is disemployed and unemployed.
我们这个身体呢就没有用了，也给说是失业了。
The old Adam used to be our employer.
那个老亚当本来是我们的老板。雇用我们的。
He uses our body.
他使用我们这个身子。
To sin.
去犯罪。
And to death.
进到死。
You cannot do what you want to do, that's death.
你所要做的你做不出来，这就是死。
What you do not want to do, you do, that's sin.
你不愿意做的你反而去行，这是罪。
So you find that our old employer uses the law of sin and death to control our body.
所以你就发现我们以前的雇主用罪跟死来控制我们的身子。
But then, thank God, our old employer was dead.
但是感谢神，我们旧的雇主死了。
So we were disemployed and unemployed.
所以我们就被解雇了，而且失业了。
The body who used to sin,
这个过去一直犯罪的这个身子
now has nothing to do.
现在没有事情做了。
It is unemployed.
就是失业了。
Now, what should we do then?
那我们应该做什么呢？
Well, you can see that if a store was closed, then when it renewed, it's called under new management.
你看到一个店关门了，再重新开张，就是重新开业。这有新的老板。
So that's what happened in our body.
这就是在我们身子上发生的事情。
This body of sin and of death.
我们这个罪跟死的这个身体。
Because of what Christ has done on the cross.
是因着基督在十字架上所做成的。
Our old employer was dead.
我们的旧的雇主死了。
This body was unemployed.
这个身子就失业了。
But not too long.
但不会过太久。
Immediately we are re-employed.
马上我们又重新被雇用。
Our new master.
我们新的主人,
he employed our body.
他就雇佣了我们这个身子。
And he said, now,
他说现在,
I will use your body for my glory.
我要用着你的身子, 叫我得荣耀。
Your body is not your own.
你的身子不是你自己的。
I have bought you with a price.
我是用了重价把你买来的。
Now, I'm going to reopen my store.
所以我现在要重新开业。
And I want to use your body to glorify me.
我要使用你这个身子叫我得荣耀。
Now, what should you do?
那你要做什么呢?
Well, you refuse to be employed?
你是拒绝受雇用吗?
Or you will present your bodies a living sacrifice.
或者你将身体当作活祭献上。
Now, this is what consecration is.
这就是奉献的意义。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
our Lord Jesus,
我们的主耶稣,
He bought us with a price.
他付过重价把我们买赎回来。
And we cannot understand how high it was, is the price.
我们不能够明白这个出的代价有多高。
He paid that price of his own life.
他用他的命成为我们的赎价。
He bought us.
他买赎我们。
But strangely,
但奇怪的是,
he will not force us to serve him.
他不强迫我们来侍奉他。
He set us free.
他叫我们得自由。
He said, now you can exercise your free will.
他说现在你可以 使用你自由的意志,
whether you want to serve under me,
你或者愿意来侍奉我,
or you want to find other employment,
或者你去另外寻找其他的雇主。
Well, some people try to find the third employment.
所以有人就找另外一个雇主。
He is self-employed.
所以他就自己雇自己。 自己做老板。
And unfortunately, many believers are like that.
很可惜, 很多信主人都是这样。
But do you know that God, He bought you to set you free, is for the purpose that you will be constrained by His love.
你知道, 基督把你买赎过来, 为了一个旨意, 叫我们被他的爱来激励。
He does not want to hold us by right.
他不要用他的主权来控制我们。
He wants to persuade us by his mercy.
他要用他的慈悲来劝我们。
So, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
after we are set free,
当我们得释放得自由之后,
we love our master.
我们爱我们的主人。
We do not want to go free.
我们不愿意离他而去。
We want to have our ears pierced.
我们愿意我们的耳朵给穿上。
We want to be his love slave.
我们愿意成他爱的奴仆。
We want to allow his will to be done by our body.
我们愿意让他的旨意在我们身子上成就。
So consecration has a lot to do with the sanctifying of our body.
所以奉献与身子成圣非常的有关系。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
He has bought us with a price.
出了重价把我们买过来。
How are you going to do with your body?
我们如何的来用我们的身子呢?
Can you continue to use your body for your own purpose?
你难道还要为你自己的旨意来用你的身子吗?
Can you live for yourselves any longer?
你难道 还在为自己而活吗？
Is the love of God insufficient?
难道基督的爱不够用吗？
To constrain you.
难道基督的爱不够这样激励你吗？
For you to willingly surrender, yield the members of your body as instrument.
让你甘心把自己的身子献上做义的器具吗？
The word of God shows us that this is what we should do.
神的话告诉我们这是我们应该行的。
And are we willing to be willing?
我们真正的是这样甘心愿意吗？
Consecration has much to do with the sanctifying of our body.
奉献跟身子成圣非常的有关。
Because our old master, even though he was discharged,
我们的旧主人虽然给开除了，
he always tried to come back.
但他整天跑回来。
He always tried to tempt us.
他整天回来来诱惑我们。
He always would tell us the old way is better.
他整天告诉我们还是旧路比较好走。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the time when you find you have to buffet your body.
这个时刻你就看到你要攻克己身。
What do you mean by buffet your body?
什么叫做攻克己身呢？
To put it literally, it means to beat your body black and white.
字面上来讲，就是重重的狠击你这个身体，打到发青发紫。
Black and blue, yeah. Now, what is the difference between this?Buffeting the body and ill-treating the body.
这个攻克己身跟苦待你的身子有什么不一样呢？
Well, there is a difference of heaven and earth.
这是天与地之分。
Ill-treating your body comes from yourself.
苦待你的身子是你自己来的。
Under yourself life.
在你己生命底下做的。
But buffet your body is by the Holy Spirit.
攻克己身乃是圣灵做的。
The Holy Spirit will work in your spirit.
圣灵在你的灵里面做工。
As you are in commune with God.
当你与神有交通的时候。
He will reveal his mind to you.
他把他的心思启示给你。
He will tell you what you should do.
他告诉你应该做的。
How should you use your body?
你应该如何用你的身子。
And when he tells you how you should use your body.
当他告诉你应该如何用你的身子的时候。
Your old master will come back.
你的旧主人就回来了。
And say that's too hard.
啊，那太苦，太艰难了吧。
There is a better way.
哦，有一个更好的方法。
Just indulge yourself.
哦，你要这样做。
And when this happens,
当这种事情发生的时候，
you find you have to bear the cross.
你就发现你要背十字架。
Let me use some small illustration.
我用一些的比喻。
Suppose you'd like to sleep late.
比如说你喜欢睡懒觉。
You get up too late to have a time with the Lord.
你起得太晚了，没有办法与主交通了。
You say good morning and goodbye.
你跟主说早，再见。
And the Holy Spirit began to convict you.
然后 圣灵在里面提醒你。
You better rise a little earlier.
你要早一点起床。
To have a quiet time with me.
与我有一点安静的时间。
There is a battle between the Lord and your bed.
主跟你这张床就产生了战争。
Now do not laugh at that.
你们不要笑啊。
It's a big battle.
这是一个很大的战争。
And this is where you have to buffet your body.
这个时刻你要攻克己身。
That instead of being controlled by your body, you control your body.
你不要让身体辖制你，如今你要制服你的身体。
Or there's a place that you like to go.
有一个地方你喜欢去的。
And you frequented that place very often before.
而且你也常去在那里。
And yet the Holy Spirit began to convict you.
然后圣灵在这里就告诉你。
Can you carry Christ into that place?
你在那个地方能够把基督带出来吗？
And you struggle over it.
你就在那里有挣扎。
And by the grace of God, you give it up.
借着神的恩典，你把它放下了。
Brothers and sisters, things like that.
弟兄姊妹，就是这一类的事情。
That is buffeting your body.
这是攻克己身。
That your body is under you instead of over you.
叫身服你，不是你服身子。
Our body is not for anything else but for the Lord.
我们的身子不是为了其他的用途，专门为了主。
And then our Lord is for the body.
我们的主就为了我们的身子。
So there is a certain discipline that we have to be exercised.
所以有一些的训练我们需要在这里操练。
And it begins from the spirit.
是从灵里面开始。
And then it begins to deal with your body.
然后就在那里对付你的身子。
Now we need to remember one thing.
我们要记得一件事。
Even though we are saved,
虽然我们是得救了。
And we are ransomed.
我们是给赎出来。
And yet this body of ours is still a mortal body.
这一个身子仍然是一个会朽坏的身子。
One day this mortal body will be an immortal body.
有一天这个必朽坏的会变成不朽坏的。
This corruptible body will become incorruptible.
这个会毁坏的有一天变成不毁坏的。
This physical body will become spiritual body.
这个属物质的身体会变成属灵的身子。
Then death is fully conquered.
那死亡就完全的被战胜了。
That will be the redemption of our body.
那是我们身体的得赎。
That will be our receiving of sonship.
那就是我们得儿子名分的时候。
But before that comes,
但当那个时刻没有临到之前，
even though our body is bought.
虽然我们的身子是被买赎出来。
And yet, it is still a mortal body.
但今天仍然是一个会朽坏的身体。
You know, some Christians think that they have immortal body.
有的基督徒以为他们有这个不朽坏的身子。
Therefore, they will never get sick.
所以他们说永远不会生病的。
Well, they will never die.
难道他们永远不死吗？
Remember,
请记得,
even though this body is liberated and is to be sanctified,
虽然这个身体被释放而且要被成圣,
yet it is still a mortal body.
但请记得这仍然是一个会朽坏的身子,
and being a mortal body,
一个被会朽坏的身子,
it will be influenced by our surroundings.
所以会受我们的环境来影响。
We will get weak
我们会有软弱。
We will be tired.
我们会疲乏。
Just like our Lord Jesus.
就是像我们的主一样。
You remember how he was tired?
你记得他是如何的说他累了吗？
And in John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章里面告诉我们，
he traveled usually by foot.
他平时是走路来旅行的。
And he was tired and hungry.
他是又饥又累。
So he sat by a well in Samaria.
所以他就坐在撒玛利亚的一个井旁。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do not think that you have an immortal body.
不要以为你有现，不要以为你现在有一个不朽坏的身子。
No,
不是。
It is still a mortal body.
我们仍然是一个会朽坏的身子。
But thank God.
但是感谢神。
Even though this body is still mortal,
这个身子虽然是被朽坏的。
We may experience quickening of our mortal body.
但是我们会经历到我们这个被朽坏的身体被点活。
Now that is Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
这是罗马书八章十一节所讲的。
Sometimes for the Lord's glory.
有的时候为了主的荣耀。
Sometimes for the Lord's work.
有的时候为了主的工作。
We find our body is insufficient.
我们觉得我们身体力量不够。
And yet you find when you go to the Lord, you experience a quickening of your mortal body by the Holy Spirit.
你就来到主的跟前求的时候，你发现你这个被朽坏的身体被圣灵来点活。
You remember the Apostle Paul.
你记得使徒保罗。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
在哥林多后书十二章里面。
He had a thorn in his body.
在他的身上有一根刺。
Now different people have different interpretations.
当然人对这根刺有不同的解说。
But most likely, it is a physical ailment.
我相信是一个身体上的疾病。
Because you remember Paul, he traveled in those malaria areas.
你知道，保罗是在那种蛮有痢疾病的地方。
And evidently, he got malaria.
我相信他得了痢疾。
Now, when you got malaria, your eyesight is affected.
如果你有痢疾的话，你的视力会受影响。
So you find that he said, you look at the, how large my letters are.
所以他就说，你看我写的字有多大。
And also, when you have malaria,
特别是当你得过痢疾的话，
sometimes you will shake.
有的时候你是会发抖的。
And he said, well, I'm in fear and trembling.
所以你说我这个是战惊恐惧啊。
No, I'm shaking.
我在那里发抖啊。
No, so maybe it's malaria.
可能是痢疾发脑。
I don't know.
我也不清楚。
But anyway.
但是无论如何。
Because God gave him such revelation.
神把这样大的启示给他。
So Satan, God allowed Satan to put a stake in his body.
所以神允许撒旦把一根刺放在他的身子上。
Not a little thorn, but a stake.
一小根刺是一个梁木。
To keep him humble.
叫他能够谦卑下来。
You know, sometimes something happens.
有的时候有这样的事情发生。
God has a purpose.
神有他的旨意。
And Paul felt uncomfortable.
保罗觉得这样有一点问题。
But he was not thinking of himself.
但他没有为自己着想。
He's thinking of the glory of God.
他想到神的荣耀。
He was preaching among the people.
他在众人面前讲道。
If he had such a trembling body,
如果他有这样一个发抖的这样的身子，
if he had such defect in his body,
如果他身子上有这样的疾病，
that would affect his preaching,
那会影响他的服事。
He preached to people that God is the God of resurrection.
他讲到神是复活的主。
And people said, look,
你看看
at his body,
看看他的身体这么软弱。
There was no testimony,
好像没有见证嘛。
And for the Lord's sake,
为了主的缘故,
not for his own sake.
不是为了自己的缘故,
he asked the Lord to remove it.
他求主把这根刺挪去,
he prayed three times for it.
他为了这个祷告三次求,
and what did the Lord's answer?
主的答案是什么?
My grace is sufficient for you.
我的恩典够你用,
my power is perfected in your weakness.
我的能力在你的软弱上显为完全。
So when Paul heard this from the Lord,
当保罗听到主这样告诉他,
immediately he changed his attitude.
马上他的态度转变。
He said, I boast in my weakness.
他说我要夸我的软弱。
Because his power is perfected in my weakness.
因为他的软弱, 他的大能在我的软弱上显为完全。
It manifest, it magnify Christ.
在那里彰显, 在那里高举基督,
though it humbles him.
但他是这样的谦卑下。
Brothers, sisters, this is quickening.
弟兄姊妹, 这个是被点活。
With such a weak body,
在这个这么软弱的身子上面,
see what Paul could do.
你看到保罗可以这样来做。
It is experiencing the quickening of his mortal body.
他在那里经历了他被囚坏的身体被点活过。
So we all could experience it.
所以我们都可以这样的有经历。
And more or less, we do experience something of that.
其实我们每个人都经历过这样的事情。
How often you feel you are insufficient.
多少时候你觉得你实在太软弱了。
And as if the Lord is insufficient for you.
好像主的恩典不够用一样。
But then, when God began to speak to you,
当神向你说话的时候,
then you find all sufficiency in Christ Jesus.
你就看到在耶稣基督那里一切都够用。
Finally,
最后,
thank God there will be the day coming.
感谢神, 那个日子要临到,
when this mortal body will become immortal body.
这个被囚坏的身体要变为不囚坏的。
Today we are still groaning in this mortal body.
今天我们仍然在这个囚坏的身体里面叹息。
But today we are experiencing the resurrection power of Christ in our mortal body.
但是今天在我们这囚坏的身子上面，我们一直经历主复活的能力。
But the day is coming.
但那个日子将要临到。
When in the twinkling of an eye.
在那一眨眼之间。
Well, we find that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
我们看到在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章那里。
Or maybe we turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
或者我们翻哥林多前书15章。
Let us read from verse 51.
哥林多前书15章从第51节开始。
Through verse 58.
51到58节。
Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must needs put on incorruptibility, and this mortal put on immortality. But when this corruptible shall have put on incorruptibility, and this mortal shall put on immortality, then shall come to pass the word written, Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is thy sin? Where, O death, thy victory? Now the sting of death is sin, and the power of sin the law. But thanks to God, who gave us the victory by our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, my beloved brethren, be firm, immovable, abounding always in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord.
51节，我如今把一件奥秘的事告诉你们，我们不是都要睡觉，乃是都要改变，就在一霎时眨眼之间，号筒末次吹响的时候，因号筒要响，使人要复活，成为不朽坏的，我们也要改变，这 必朽坏的总变成不朽坏的，这必死的总变成不死的，这必朽坏的即变成不朽坏的，这必死的即变成不死的，那时经上所记死被得胜吞灭的话就应验了。死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里啊？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里啊？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，使我们借着我们主耶稣基督得胜。所以我亲爱的弟兄们，你们务要坚固，不可摇动，常常竭力多做主工，因为知道你们的劳苦在主面前不是徒然的。
Brothers and sisters, what a glorious ending.
弟兄姊妹，这是多么荣耀的一个结束。
We do not know what that spiritual body is.
我们不知道属灵的身子是怎么样的。
We do not know what that incorruptible body is.
我们也知道，我们不知道那个不死的身体会怎么样。
We do not know what an immortal body is.
我不知道那个不朽坏的身体是怎么样。
We only know that our body will be transformed to be like the resurrection body of our Lord Jesus.
我们知道我们的身子要会改变，像主复活的身子一样。
And with that resurrection body,
得着这个复活的身子，
We will serve the Lord forever and forever.
我们就永永远远的在那个身子里面侍奉主。
And this is the glorious purpose of God concerning us.
这是神在我们身上那荣耀的旨意。
So may the Lord show mercy to us.
求主施怜悯给我们。
That our whole being, spirit, soul, and body, be fully sanctified.
我们全人灵魂体全然成圣。
And be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus.
当主再来的时候，我们得蒙保守，无所指责。
And during the intervening time,
在这一段的时期里面，
Let us be firm,
叫我们能够站稳，
and serve our Lord,
侍奉我们的主。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord, thou surely the Alpha and the Omega.
主啊，你实在是阿佛，也是欧米伽。
Thou hast begun and thou will finish it.
你已经开始了你的工作，你必成全这工。
So we by faith commit ourselves to thee.
因着信，我们把自己再次交在你的手中。
Believing that thou will sanctify us wholly.
我们相信你必叫我们全然成圣。
And thou will preserve us blameless until thy return.
我们蒙保守，成为无所指责，只等到你再来。
We give thee the glory.
我们把荣耀都归给你。
In thy precious name.
奉你宝贵的名祷告。
Amen. Amen.